KTMR NA DBO. NA DBO. NA DMH mobile. WDAKLL. A quiet, foggy morning.
Yes, it is.
Well, at least when I left the house, it was all foggy, and then they went to Armada, it was foggy. Now I'm over here in Sterling Heights, and it's not foggy.
Well, I'm in Grand Lake, and it's foggy. And it was foggy and flushing. It's patchy.
Yeah, it was like that Friday when I was going out west. It was foggy all the way through Flint, and just a little bit on the other side of Flint, it went pimp and it was gone. Michael, that was weird.
Yeah, I think the coolest crossing I had of the Mackinac Bridge was foggy in Mack City, and once you got high enough on the bridge, you got above the fog, and it was just like a light switch. It's like, yeah. You couldn't see 5 feet in front of you, all of a sudden you're on top of the clouds.
Yeah, I remember that, going over the Golden Gate like that. You're going over San Francisco Bay, and you're in the fog, and off the peak, you're up above, you're like, wow, this is cool. Or in the mountains, when I used to go up to Rancho Palos Verdes, or up in the hills there, I get to the top, and look over Los Angeles, and it was just covered in fog, but it was clear as day, you know, higher up. That's pretty cool.
Yep, definitely.
I mean, where I lived like 9 miles from the ocean. And when there wasn't a lot of smog and gook and everything else like that, you could see the mountain, you could see the white caps perfectly clear. From my window.
Yeah, I had a good view then, huh? We didn't have the lovely California smog. Yeah. My daughter's antenna shaming me, she saw a car with more antennas than I did.
I have a picture from the newspaper in one of my boxes that was taken from the beach, Redondo Beach, and it was clear as day. You could see the St. Gabriel's, and you could see L.A. right there at the base of the mountains. I mean, it was like the most beautiful picture you've ever seen.
Yeah, I have to take your word for it, yes. I actually haven't even been to California. Bus just pulled up, but they're not opening the door. I wonder what's going on.
You at work yet?
No, I had to drop the kids up. I get one drop off at school, and the other one's at the bus stop. So the bus pulled up, but it's just sitting here, not opening the kids up.
Gotcha. Oh, got my phone call I was waiting for. I'll talk to you in a bit. KCKJO.
Thank you.
You're in mobile.
NADMH, KBSW. Very good. VHF and UHF together. Was that you earlier, Drake, trying 3-1?
No. I'm in Travers right now. This is Travers at the door, Texas.
Sorry, I just seen both Max City and Guilford come up earlier, so maybe that was you. All right, I'm going to drop the link back off. I don't know what, I tried to get on VHF and it took forever for it to connect, so I'm not sure what's going on with that. But, all right, I'll chat with you later. Keep it up, Stavir.
I think we got it.
It's really sluggish.
There you go. W8BD.
Hey boys up north, Richmond's back alive again.
W8BD.
Oops, politically correct. Boys and girls, Richmond's back alive. W8BD. Have a good day.
KE8VSI, Greg, do you copy? KZ8VSI.
KE8VSI, copy.
I just left the house, so I will be there shortly.
Roger that. I just got gas and now I'm pulling into the sub shop because I need food and then I will be there. It says 29 minutes from here, so we're looking at about 12:15.
Perfect. I will have fully activated the park by then. Twice or three times. I probably won't even be pulling in. We're still trying to put my antenna in a tree.
Oh no, I'll at least expect you to be fully operational. All right, run it in, KZ8VSI.
Cool, talk to you, KZ8V. KZ8V Mobile.
Hi, Moda, Moda, Moda.
I stopped in a I'm winding my way across Orion Road, so I don't know if I'm making it too well.
Yeah, I can tell you're out there, but it's still readable. I heard you. couldn't copy any of that, so you're at the end of your rope.
This is Greg. Is this any better? I was on fills, so that's not working, but I'm still down in the gully.
Yep, a little bit better. I'm out here too, 3 miles from Orion Road. Yeah, I didn't really get all of that one.
Okay, copy that. I'll see you there.
Easy. Okay, E8 VSI clear.
Happy birthday to you. Wow, it kind of rhymes.
Okay. Don't quit the day job. Intention of taking it off, but I actually woke up a little under the weather this morning, so I took it off. Not horrible, but scratchy throat, and I had a headache that's finally passed. But so I'm off. Hopefully, I'll get feeling better here and take advantage. End of the rope.
Yeah, I'm almost going to hold out here.
All right, we'll catch you later. You're definitely out. WAFU.
Is it really your birthday today, Sean?
All day.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, sorry you're under the weather. Try to enjoy it anyways.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything serious. Like I said, I had a headache and scratchy throat, but I feel okay. I feel pretty good now, so I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't know, who knows what it was. But not terrible. Now I just got to see if I can get something accomplished now that I'm off.
Yeah, kind of trying to do the same thing. Got a whole list of things I'm checking off. So, did I see all those receivers are gone, huh?
Yeah, he called me or texted me this morning and said he wanted to get rid of everything. He was getting impatient. And but his offer was the same thing that, you know, we already knew, and you know, just every, but all of it. So, you know, so he was even shying away from individuals. So we went back and forth a couple of times, and about the third or fourth text he wrote back, he goes, another guy I was dealing with just bought it all. So like, okay, whatever.
Okay, I was getting real serious about it too. Oh well, got to strike when the iron's hot, as they say. All right, catch you later, ABAP.
Yeah, at those prices, you just have to kind of just turn the brain off and crack out the book and just say, I'm going to go for it. But, you know, if it's not something you're looking for, and it's kind of hard because then you're him and Han and all that stuff, you know. If it were something you were definitely looking for, you know, you'd be all over it.
Yep. Yeah, like I said, waited too long. I mean, I was looking at the specs on and everything, thinking, do I really want this thing? Yes, no, yes, no. But that price, you're right, you should have just stopped analyzing it, taking out the pocketbook. But, oh well, can't do anything about it now. All right, catch you later. AB and Peter.
Yeah, you know, they come and they go. No big deal. You can never cry over what you didn't get. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
W8FU, AB and PR.
Yes, I don't know if I told you that, you know, I sent letters to the other two applicants. Did I tell you that?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so I got an email back from one of them, and he said he was willing to withdraw the application, but he didn't know how, so I explained to him how to do it, and he did it. So now I'm down to 50-50.
Was he able to just remove the one request?
I don't know. He probably avoided the whole thing, but he said he will. You know, he was basically just fishing, and it was not that important to him.
All right, I'm shocked you got, you know, I mean, if nothing else, you've improved your odds, right? But, cool, well, 50-50.
Yeah, it'd be great if the other guy does the same thing. We'll see. The other guy's local. He's in Farmington.
He's probably listening to us now. Give it up, dude. You have no tie to that call.
Yeah. Alrighty. So I'll let you know.
Alright. Good deal. It's your shot. I'm really amazed you got one to agree. Cool. I mean, I guess they realize, you know, the significance. Alright. Catch you later. W8FU.
Well, I guess they had a compelling story. So, alright. AB8PR. Out. Good afternoon, this is Tim, ADHAL. Just trying to test an antenna. I've got a new antenna hooked up. One, if anybody can give me a quick signal for it, I'd appreciate it. ADHAL. ADHAL, this is NAWRO Richmond. Tim, your signal is Lima Charlie. I didn't catch that. Do I signal as what?
Loud and clear, sir.
NAWRO. Appreciate the signal report. This antenna has been killing me. I either have an antenna problem or this last time the stand broke and I dragged it down the highway. So hopefully it'll stay in one piece for a while. But I appreciate the signal report. ADHJL.
No worries, you are sounding good. From another Tim up in Richmond,
November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Have a good one.
W8PI. WDHKLL-KFA-ZIC. WDHKLL-KFA-ZIC.
How you doing, Jack? WDHKLL.
I'm doing all right. I had to go to the doctor this morning. Get a couple of, take off a couple of those shots of blood and see what happens.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's always fun, doing some blood work. Well, at least they're keeping an eye on you. Make sure everything's in the level. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out there.
Yeah, beautiful day with no rain. That dry grass out there too.
Yeah, I've got a tree in my backyard and it's just started dropping leaves like crazy yesterday. So I'm mowed and then all of a sudden I look and the yard's already filled up with leaves.
That's the time of the year.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, all right, Jack, well, give me a shout later. We'll be listening here. I got to finish up what I'm doing here, but we'll talk to you later. WDHKLL, we'll be clear of fears.
Good talking to you. Take care. KFA-TIC.
Zero wind out here. WAPD.
Station 793. WIUG 48. Copy.
Jack, you're on the ham side.
Sorry. I thought I'm on the GMRS side.
Morning. such thing as an easy Friday, that's for sure.
The lane just turned right in front of a straight lane, which cut me off. Right behind her with a lane for police. Also, she got popped.
That's pretty wild. So, like, across lanes, she turned right.
Yeah, I wasn't riding a turn lane. She turned right on the 696. And the lane because of that speed was straight only. Well, she turned right. And then, she was going to go eastbound 696. And then she crossed over to go onto the freeway, and right behind her was Lathrop PD. Lit her up as she turned right in front of me.
I'm sure she'll get a nice couple $100 thank you note from the police officer.
One could only hope.
Did you do anything exciting over the weekend?
Saturday, I went to a bridal shower with my wife. It was for my co-worker, who's my best friend. You know, it's for his son and future daughter-in-law's wedding. And then Sunday, I kind of stayed home and did nothing because my daughter doesn't feel great. So it was more or less a sick day for everything.
Got ya. I didn't do a whole lot. We went out to dinner on Friday, or on Saturday night. And then yesterday was... we just laid low all day. I think I left the house maybe once or twice.
Well, my daughter wasn't doing right on Saturday, so she didn't move her boyfriend, so she stayed home. Woke up Sunday, was miserable as all things. And then to top it all off, now my daughter has a complete check, which is really annoying. So, back to the washing machine. Dog wash and everything. What a fun day.
Sounds like it. Where are you at now? You're starting to come in real crackly and a little more difficult to make it through.
I should sound better now. Yeah, I got a phone call. KJKJ, I'll talk to him.
Calculator, KE8RUH.
At
8 DBO. Correct problem.
1 second, I got a call coming in. At 8 DBO. Okay, hopefully I got that situated.
I was involved with it. I found out which one it was, located it. It was the cold air return sensor. We took it down, and then it was on my desk. I was going to clean it, and then I got pulled doing something else, and when I came back, it was gone. So I think our facilities director or whatever guy came, grabbed it, and put it back up, and now the elevators don't work.
I didn't get any of that, Tom.
I'm going to go to Holly, see how I sound. Saying to go to KCKO.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm trying another West Bloomfield or Holly, because I'm here on 696 going up to 23.
You're on Holly now, you sound better, but I don't recall that being the case. I usually, when I was out that way, I would always use the West Bloomfield one.
Oh, I'm on West Bloomfield right now. Take it down to 500. Let's see how that is, because Holly was a little bit scratchy, but I was in it. But yeah, if you took it down, clean it, and then whoever took it, put it back up and didn't clean it, and then reset the alarm. So as long as it's in an alarm, the elevators are going to be shut down, so everybody gets to use theirs.
So the question is, how do you get it out of alarm? On the tail end of that.
How's this one sound?
About the same, but I copy. Yeah, nothing there. Inaudible.
shoot up 23.
Yeah, I shot up 23 here, and I said, oh, I got to go to Tractor Supply, and then I turned off of Olin Road and jumped in there and got what I needed. Expensive as all beans.
Okay, well, what was it? You said some sort of treatment I missed. What kind?
All of those pesky little bugs that make your dogs itchy and scratchy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, those are never fun.
Well, they got them last month, and, you know, I treated them, and they weren't really that bad, but then all of a sudden my dog's going crazy, and my daughter checked her dog, and was like, whoa, there's a little bit more than expected, so three dogs and two cats, kind of expensive for the little drips that you got to put in their bags. And then I got some powder to go on the carpet, deep clean it, you know, doing the whole thing. Hopefully we'll get it this time. It's all because of the hot, humid weather we've had. They need to keep rampant.
Yeah, that's probably one of those things you got to get everything or they'll come back in full force again. Maybe they had, they dropped some eggs in there. The eggs hatched.
And probably, so got the dog bed that's getting washed. The dog pillows that are in my room are getting washed, bedding. You know, whatever we can do. Vacuum all the crevices in the living room and the bedrooms and the stairs and then deep clean it all. And then when it's all done, I put powder down.
Knocked down.
Yeah, once you get them, they take a while to get rid of them, but with the drops that we use, you know, just put it underneath their fur and their skin. And my dog is like a greased pig, so you really got to dig into her fur to get it because she's so short-haired. And then, of course, the cats, you know, they're all fluffy.
Yeah, I think it's the medicine in the back there next for a while.
And hopefully the medicine will do it again. I mean, I put it on like four or five key spots, you know, their tail, their neck, their shoulders, their hindquarters. You know, that's where they like to hide. And I rub it in, but maybe I didn't do it good enough.
Two sheriff EMS units coming up the highway. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, good question. Because Genesee County, I don't have them in my scanner.
Yeah, they can. I've got some streams on Broadcastify that you can pick up. But, for some reason, the app won't work in my car. It'll. It like tries to play over the Bluetooth but won't let it play. Yeah. Fortunately our police are encrypted, but at least the fire and EMS are still open.
Yeah, some fire and EMS are still normal. And then state troopers and two of the Leos are all P4 encryption now.
All of our police are encrypted. The fire has encrypted for their department and doctors. All the dispatch fire grounds are open. Over in Lapeer County, they encrypted everything.
Oh, look, Grand Blanc exit, 1 mile.
You're about 10 miles behind me.
Well, I'm coming north on 23. I don't know where you're coming from.
Yeah. about where you're at. I'm up at 119.
Wait a minute, you're not coming up 75?
Yeah, I'm on 75, but the north on 22 will just become 75 eventually.
Oh yeah, 275 will merge into 23 right up here by Bristol Road. So you must be just a couple miles west of me.
Yeah, I'm north of you actually.
I don't know, I use do a company card, but I'll have that Upside app. And when I get that, it says I get 13 cents, 15 cents, 20 cents cash back per gallon. And so if I need gas that bad and I have, and it's expensive, I do that and I get the money back on it.
Yeah, I haven't figured out what the catch is with that app. I've seen it, but something's fishy with that.
Well, Sean got that DP credit card, and he's making off like a bandit on that one. I mean, I got the DP rewards, and that's about it. You know, but you make money back on that, too. You save a point. And I got the Marathon ARCO rewards. Put in my cell phone number and fill up points that way, that I get 10, 20, 50 cents, $2 off a gallon.
Credit card, like I need a hole in the head. Trying to get rid of all mine right now. But, yeah. I did have a
Sam's
membership. That was nice. But
yeah, I only have two credit cards, I think. Yeah, that's it. You know, I have those ones are both under $1,500, so I keep those low and just keep paying them off. I paid it off once and then I had to use it again, so now I'm paying it off again.
Yeah, I've been trying to pay them off pretty much since they got divorced. I used to keep before that. I tried to pay them off, but yeah, keep having new pay lawyers and stuff, so that hurt. So now, hopefully, I'm done paying them and can get the credit card paid off. Balance transfers into lower interest credit cards. that, you can knock them down a lot easier. Anyway, I'm pulling in here, so I will say 7-3.
All right, again, I'm using the rope on one of the repeaters until I get a little closer. So, let me take you and talk to you in the morning sometime tomorrow. Take you.
W8RJD. WAVD, WAVD, NAWRO. Are you over here, Wally? Nothing great, NAWRO, clear.
I know you're on the repeater, but there's no audio.
N1KRD mobile.